If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome in to the Football Forever podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you and joining me, and he will be on weekly, and JJ and I have been on this train together for many seasons, and he brings that player insight. So JJ Wilcox, former Dallas Cowboys safety, and he's also played for a number of other teams, including the Steelers, the Falcons, but we know him as the Dallas Cowboys safety. So brother, thanks again, man, for joining us. Football season is upon us. So excited to have you on the show.
Isaac, what's going on, man? I thank you, man. I remember just the other day, like I told you earlier beforehand, man, we was talking on the phone, and now we got the Zoom meetings and everything now, and congratulations to you and your accomplishment as well. But, man, football season here, and every time football season come around, man, you know it's not football unless me and Isaac is on the podcast and talking, so my hats off to you, man. I'm excited to be back.
It's a joy to be here. Always having you on the show, JJ. I love your insight that you bring. Glad to hear things are going well for you, man. So Now we're getting ready, bro. We had the preseason. We had the training camp. And now it is opening week of the NFL, week 1, regular season. We are just a couple of nights away from Thursday, when the Chiefs and the Ravens square off in primetime. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs looking for a three-peat. Baltimore Ravens, we know that they met the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, and now they're going to meet on opening night at Arrowhead Stadium. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great matchup, JJ. So when you look at what the Chiefs have done over the offseason, the Ravens bringing in Derrick Henry, you have Lamar Jackson, and you know that they're going all out this year trying to establish the run game, get Lamar Jackson as many weapons as they can. And so now they go have a tough test on Thursday night. So when you look at this matchup, who are you going to roll with and why?
It's a tough one, man. Like I say, these new offseason acquisitions, it was big with the Chiefs as well as the Ravens. I like what the Ravens done with Derrick Henry in the running game. I think that's going to lighten up the box a little bit for Lamar Jackson. If not, stack it up for him so he make it a lot of one-on-one situations for the receivers. I'm excited for Zay Flowers to have a breakout year this year as well as he did last year. But, man, until Lamar Jackson is able to go into Arrowhead and beat Mahomes, I'm going to have to stick with the Chiefs right now. I think the Chiefs have one of the fastest wide receiver core in the game right now, if not the fastest, with Worthy, Hardman, Hollywood Brown, Rice, and Juju even coming back too. So I'm excited to see what this team can do, and I think it's just hard to beat Mahomes, man, week one in Arrowhead with all of the, you know, with everything that the Ravens have. I still like the Chiefs to take care of business and handle and finish off where they left off from winning the championship a year ago.
Well, not so fast, as Lee Corso says, man. I love the Chiefs and what they're able to build, and they're a team that is a dynasty, but the Baltimore Ravens, remember last year, the Lions went into Arrowhead and beat them opening night, and they're a team that tends to start a little bit slow. Now, I know they didn't have Chris Jones or Travis Kelce opening week last year because of their contract for Jones, and Kelce was injured. So they will be available, but the Ravens, this is a team I think that is hungry, that is coached very well by John Harbaugh. They're going to try to eliminate mistakes, quiet the home crowd there at Arrowhead. And I think the DNA and the recipe of running the football with Derrick Henry on the ground 20 to 30 times, wearing down that Chiefs front, is going to be the best way for Lamar Jackson and this Ravens team to go into Arrowhead and get the victory. I think they're able to control the clock, keep Mahomes on the sideline, which I think is the most important thing. Yeah. And I see that defense led by Roquan Smith creating a couple of turnovers against Kansas City, getting to Mahomes, flustering him inside and outside of the pocket. And I think they go on the road, JJ. Statement win for the Baltimore Ravens. I'll go 24-21 over the Chiefs and what I think is going to be an outstanding game. And so we'll see, man. Jackson, Mahomes in primetime doesn't get any better than that. And then we turn it over to Friday, which is in Brazil. The Eagles and the Packers, man, of all places, Sao Paulo, Brazil. Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts. What do you like in this matchup?
You know what? It'll be interesting to see. The Eagles are a little bit different this year with Vic Fangio being the DC this year, as well as Kellen Moore coming to be the OC for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think the Packers right now, it's a love train going on there and going on right there with the Packers where he just got paid. I think he's one of the best young talent, quarterback talents in the game this year. They got a lot of things coming back. Josh Jacobs with him to help him run the game. The defense is going to be good. They're going back to a 4-3 defense. Too high safety look. I think that's going to be what they have and the skill set that they have. And I like the Packers right here, to be honest with you. Go Pack, go. I had opportunity to do some things with them this offseason and to have a good look with them. And I like what they do. I like what they present on offense. They have a lot of great young weapons in Reed. Dobbs is going to have another breakout year. Watson's, I think, Watkins is going to do a great job of doing what he do, taking the top off. And I just want to see a great football game, but I want to see how Philly's going to respond on defense. We know what they can do offense. We want to see if they're going to go back to the RPO style of things that they do and what they're known for with Jalen Hurts, keep him outside of the pocket. Saquon Barkley, a big-time guy to run the ball for him. So it's going to be a great football game. I think it's going to come down to what defense, you know, stands up and makes the most stops in the red zone and can keep one of the offense off the field.
I'm with you, JJ. I'm going to say go Pack, go. I think the Packers are a sleepy contender this year. A lot of people have looked at what they've been able to build with Jordan Love. I know it's just one season as a starter, but you look at the success, and of course, unfortunately, they throttled the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs. That was an utter embarrassment for the Cowboys. But Jordan Love has shown some stuff, and now you look at that young offense that is only stronger. You mentioned Romeo Dobbs, Christian Watson, Jaden Reed. That's an offense that all of a sudden you add a Josh Jacobs in free agency, and now that's a pretty darn solid, stout, well-rounded team. And defensively, you know, they went into the college realm, hired a new defensive coordinator from Boston College with a different look. You have Rayshon Gary working himself back from injury. And right now there's a lot of question marks, I think, for the Philadelphia Eagles with the way they ended the 2023 season. Falling apart. They keep Sirianni. And so now you mentioned it. Kellen Moore is the OC there, and they're trying to develop a different defensive identity with Vic Fangio, who they hired from the Miami Dolphins. I think this is going to be a really good game, but Green Bay right now, to me, seems a little bit more dangerous, both on offense, both on defense. And if Jordan Love continues to evolve, JJ, as we saw last season, he's going to be a scary player to play for opposing defenses.
Yeah, very much so. He's a guy that can spread the ball all over the field, got great arm talent. And like I said, he's been in the system for a couple of years now with Matt LaFleur. We know how Matt LaFleur is coming off that Kyle Shanahan pedigree, as well as they're going to do a good job of doing the outside zone and different things and doing a lot of play action pass with Jordan Love, to where he's utilized his strength, which is pushing the ball down the field and utilizing that youth talent at the receiver core they have.
So it looks like both you and I are going to go with the Green Bay Packers on Friday night. And then we move into, JJ, Cardinals and Bills. All right. So the Bills are a little bit of a wild card, right? Because they traded Stephon Diggs. They drafted Keon Coleman out of Florida State, hoping he can become the number one wide receiver there in Buffalo, a team that has had quite a bit of roster turnover, taking on a Cardinals team that finally has Kyler Murray back fully healthy. Mm-hmm. They drafted Marvin Harrison Jr., so that could be a strong connection. Bills, Cardinals, JJ, this is actually, I think, a tougher one to call than a lot of people would think, because Arizona, I expect them to be much improved under Jonathan Gannon, but I'll go with Josh Allen and the Bills here in a close game, 27-24. I think Allen is able to make some plays down the stretch in what should be a very exciting game.
Yeah. I think so, too. I think the Bills have a bad taste in their mouth out of the season that they kind of finished towards last year. I'm excited to see James Cook in full stride again this year, healthy, with some help with there. I'm excited to see Keon Coleman, the big receiver from Florida State. I'm excited to see what he can do and help be a big target and big radius for Josh Allen, which he haven't had in a while. And like I say, but the Cardinals is not a pushover. Gannon does a good job defensively of doing some things and doing some disguises and some schemes to throw at people early on in the early season, which they haven't had time to really develop and see. But I like Buffalo Bills here to take care of business and to win this game at home.
Patriots, Bills, JJ. The Patriots actually named Jacoby Brissett the starting quarterback, mm-hmm. so they're going to leave Drake May on the bench for now. They're going to take on a Bengals team that has a big chip on their shoulders. Yeah. Now that Joe Burrow is back from injury, he was banged up last year. Now the situation regarding Ja'Marr Chase gets a little bit dicey because he's still not practicing this week because he wants a new contract. We're Monday. You know, JJ, as a player better than all of us, what it means to have a week of preparation before you play on game day. This is a guy that has not really practiced throughout training camp, so he may not be playing on Sunday, which I think would be a major loss for the Cincinnati Bengals, but you still got T. Higgins there. And mm-hmm. then you also look at New England, right? They're going to try to show what they have under Jerod Mayo, the rookie head coach, defensive mind. They extended some players, Jabril Peppers. So this is a rebuilding team. I do like the Bengals, however, even though if Chase is not available, they still have enough offensively with Burrow. And then that 1-2 punch at running back with Zach Moss and Chase Brown, who are two very capable backs, tough runners. I like Cincinnati to handle business here, JJ.
Yeah, I think Cincinnati is a little bit more seasoned here. Not to take away from anything with the Patriots and Jerod Mayo. I'm excited for him and his opportunity that he have. He have a great, good young core. They traded off some key pieces there with Judon going down to Atlanta Falcons and different things like that. So I think they're still trying to mesh and build and grow and really have an identity of what they're going to be this year. And I think Cincinnati, like you say, they know what's at stake. Joe Burrow is back healthy, ready to go. With the key pieces that he have as well, too. And I like Cincinnati to take care of business.
All right, Vikings, Giants. All right, this is a game, Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones. Not really the most exciting game on paper, but you still got Justin Jefferson, a game that's going to be played in New York. So, JJ, I'm actually going to go with the G-men here to take care of business, because I think acquiring Brian Burns, putting him on that defense with Dexter Lawrence, I think that's going to be a pretty tough front seven for the Minnesota Vikings and Sam Darnold to overcome in week one. So I'll take the Giants here.
Yeah, I think I'm with the G-man as well. It's hard for me to say that. But I like what the G-man, they present to you defensively. I think it's still Mark Dale still there as well. The DC, they're doing a good job at blitzing and changing up some things. They got Burns from Carolina Panthers. He was a big asset coming off the edge. And we know in today's NFL, you have to be able to get to the quarterback and get him off the spot. And I think when they do a good job of doing that up front, I think the Giants front seven does a good job of creating some havoc for Sam Darnold and him still trying to groom and get into that offense. So give me the G-man here to take care of business as well.
Titans Bears, we got Caleb Williams, his official debut against a Tennessee defense that is absolutely revamped. They signed Quandre Diggs. They acquired Le'Jarius Sneed from the Kansas City Chiefs. This is a first-year head coach that has taken over in Tennessee. Brian Callahan, who's looking to restore order in Tennessee. And actually, I'm looking forward to seeing how Will Levis plays, JJ. A guy that has some potential, strong arm. Of course, they signed our guy Tony Pollard in the backfield with Ty J. Spears, who should be a good 1-2 punch. I don't think Hopkins will be ready to play week one because he's recovering from that knee surgery. But I'm telling you what, do not sleep on the Tennessee Titans. This is a team that hasn't gotten a lot of buzz throughout the offseason because the Texans have really taken all the glitz and glamour in the AFC South. But I got to tell you what, I think Jeffrey Simmons and company and that defensive front for Tennessee is going to make things very difficult for Caleb Williams in his NFL debut. And I actually like the Titans to pull this one out, JJ, and kind of an upset, so to speak, over the Chicago Bears.
Oh, man, I'm about to go opposite with you. I'm going to go bear down here, man. I like what Caleb Williams did this preseason. He did a good job of standing composure, using his feet, using his weapons. I think they got enough weapons around him with Swift. And a lot of other weapons too. Rome coming off of the draft, as well as Keenan Allen coming from the Chargers. So I'm excited to see what this offense can do. They have a lot of key pieces that they can do. They got a mobile quarterback. They had one last year in Justin Fields, but I think now the offensive core understand what the identity is. We're going to run it. We can do some different things for you, as far as doing some screens and different things. We'll sweep out of the backfield. And defensively, if they got Byer back there, he's a guy that's a formerly Titans. And I think he's going to have some more motivation going into this game. And I think Tennessee, they're going to need maybe another game or two to get in the groove. DeAndre Hopkins, that's going to be a true big hole in the receiver corps for them for the first game. But down the stretch, I think Tennessee is a team that's going to be very, very good and a very, very good team that to look out for. But I like Chicago here and their skill position and what they have with the hype coming into this game. I like the Caleb Williams and Chicago Bears.
All right, so we got four more games on the noon docket, and we'll make these quick picks so we can get into the primetime games. So Panthers, Saints, JJ, who are you rolling with here?
I'm going to go Saints. I like Saints here being home. It's hard to beat the Saints at home. Derek Carr, Gordon there with the team that's still young, and the Panthers, give me the Saints.
I think the Saints too, and it's mainly because of that defense too with Tyrann Mathieu, DeMario Davis. Steelers, Falcons, this one will be interesting. It's Arthur Smith, who is going up against his former team. He's now the offensive coordinator for the Steelers. You got Najee Harris, now the Falcons. Kirk Cousins, which I think was a good pickup for them. The Falcons have been busy this offseason improving their squad. Justin Simmons. And then you go out and you get Matt Judon.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CareCare is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On right to come in via trade. So I actually like Atlanta. You know, I know Russell Wilson is a starter in Pittsburgh, but Atlanta's got some talent, JJ. And with Bijan Robinson too, toting the rock, I like Atlanta here.
Yeah, I was going to roll with the Steelers here, man. But whoever can stop the run, I think Atlanta have enough power up front nowadays where they can stop the run and also run the ball as well too. I think Russell Wilson is going to do a good job. He's going to make it competitive. I think it's going to come down to a field goal. But give me Atlanta Falcons, the home team, to be able to take care of business here in Atlanta.
Jaguars, Dolphins, JJ, who do you like? You like Tua or you like Lawrence?
I like Tua here. I think Tua got the money that he deserves and what he's need. I think the core around him as well is going to do a good job with the running game as well. And we know how Mike McDaniels is. He's going to have a couple of trick plays up his sleeve with that defense and some things with Jalen Ramsey on the outside. Give me the Dolphins here to take care of business.
I'm going to oppose you, man. Give me the Jags here. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to come through with that offense. You got Kirk and Brian Thomas Jr., the rookie receiver out of LSU, has turned some heads as well. And Tua, I think this is going to be like a track meet. I think both of these offenses are going to put up a lot of yards, a lot of points. But Jacksonville, I think a slight advantage here. I'm going Jags to take care of business over Miami. Texans, Colts. This one is an AFC South clash. CJ Stroud, Anthony Richardson. I think the league's in a great position having so many exciting quarterbacks to watch. And so, JJ, this one's an Indy, a rivalry between these two teams. Some words were exchanged between Zaire Franklin, the linebacker for the Colts, and CJ Stroud. So, who do you like here in this one? Do you like Houston or you like Indy?
Yeah, this is a toss-up. It wasn't one-sided at all because the Colts defense is going to surprise a lot of people with their pass rush and the way they got push up front with Buckner and Grover Stewart and those guys up front. That's key. That's going to be a key position to watch for them. But I think the skill position of the Texans and the Colts secondary is going to be where the matchup is going to be. And I like Diggs coming in with a lot of firepower and energy, some things to prove this year. And I like Stroud coming off the year that he had last year with the running backs that he have too. So give me Texans and that D'Amico Ryan's defense to come in and stop Richardson and the Colts early offense. That's a team that's going to be surprised later on in the year. Give me the Texans to take care of business.
I'm with you on this one. I'm going to go with the Houston Texans as well. A team that is very well rounded on offense, on defense. CJ Stroud to make that jump year two. Now he's got Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, Dalton Schultz. And then that backfield with Joe Mixon all of a sudden looks pretty darn good. So I like the Houston Texans to take care of Indianapolis. Now we got Raiders Chargers, the debut of Jim Harbaugh making his Chargers head coaching debut against Antonio Pierce. And, you know, Gardner Minshew will be starting for the Raiders. Herbert should be cleared to start for week one. So because of that, JJ, I have to go with the Chargers just solely because Herbert and with the lack of quarterback play from the Raiders, it may be another long season. I know you got Mad Max Crosby there on defense, who's a game changer. Yeah. They got Christian Wilkins in the middle of that defense as well. But right now, I think the Chargers a little bit more well-rounded of a team, so I'll take them to win.
I'm going to go with the Vegas. Viva Las Vegas, baby. I'm going to go with the Raiders. I'm going to go with Antonio Pierce, a former player as well. I think he's going to do a good job of going in here and getting these guys pumped up. I think he knows the task at hand, what he has with the quarterback position. I like Devontae Adams to come out this game and get a couple of good grabs and get in a nice groove with the Minshew and to do a good job of keeping this Chargers defense at bay and doing some different things up front, running the ball as well and changing up some things to get them on the outside where they have some good speed at. And I like Antonio Pierce going in and with the job he did towards the end of the year last year to get these guys fired up to get go against Harbaugh and the Chargers.
All right, fair point, fair point. Broncos, Seahawks, JJ. You got Bo Nix, the rookie,
yeah,
who was a standout in the preseason, named the starting quarterback, taking on the Seattle Seahawks, who, again, a team that's kind of gotten lost in the shadows in the NFC West behind the Niners, but Seattle is a pretty darn good squad who has a new head coach in Mike McDonald, defensive philosophy, but you still have Geno Smith, you still have Kenneth Walker, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. So they're loaded offensively. JJ, I think they're going to hand Bo Nix a loss in his NFL debut. They're playing in Seattle. Tough environment. I like Seattle Seahawks and Mike McDonald to get a win in his head coaching debut.
Yeah, I think defensively the Seahawks is going to be they're going to do some disguises and different things up front for Bo Nix coming in as his rookie year. But Bo Nix did a great job in the preseason of doing giving what the offense gave him and taking what the defense gave him at the same time with Sean Payton at the head coach and kind of running that offense as well too. But give me Seattle here defensively with a great defensive game to help win this game.
Commanders and the Bucks, JJ. Jaden Daniels making his NFL debut. Another good young quarterback going up against Baker Mayfield in Tampa. A team, once again, that made the playoffs last year. Baker had a resurgence. And offensively, you look at their roster, JJ. Under Todd Bowles, this is a team that once again can be in contention, especially with how the NFC South is really up for grabs again. We'll see what happens with Atlanta, New Orleans. But I really like Tampa's team. And when you have Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and then the rookie Jalen McMillan, who's turning heads, Rashad White in the backfield, I like the Buccaneers to get this win over Washington. Todd Bowles is a defensive mind. He knows the type of game plan he's going to need to put together to slow down Jaden Daniels and how he can hurt you with his legs. So I think Tampa baits him into a couple of interceptions and Baker Mayfield gets the job done and they win their home opener.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to play with Todd Bowles, and Todd Bowles is one of the great defensive mind games. The defensive mind is in the game this currently and for some years to come. We know he liked to bring the blitz and bring blitz from different angles. I think that in the first couple games for a rookie quarterback is going to be pretty tough. So he has what he have, enough strong core. They signed Antonio Whitfield to a great contract. I love what he does. You never know where he can line up, but he's always a fit in the game wherever he's at. So give me the Bucs here to handle business in Tampa Bay.
All right, America's Game of the Week, Browns, Cowboys, JJ. You know, our Dallas Cowboys taking on the Browns, and that defense in Cleveland is one of the best in the league. Yeah. You got Myles Garrett. You got Za'Darius Smith, Denzel Ward, Grant Delpit, you name it. And offensively, they're not going to be with Nick Chubb because he's still recovering. But Deshaun Watson, we'll see what he looks like. Amari Cooper, they acquired Jerry Jeudy, David Njoku. I mean, they are stacked with a lot of talent on that team. And the Cowboys, meanwhile, JJ, we can go on for a long time about what we think. But right now, the way it looks, and I'm sure you can agree, defensively under Zimmer, I think the Cowboys are going to be pretty strong based on the talent they got that front seven. You got Osa, Micah, bringing in Eric Kendricks, a veteran leader to lead that linebacking crew, I think was a really good addition. And then defensively, Diggs is back. Now it sucks that Bland's hurt, so he's going to be out, but Kalen Carson, the rookie, has stepped up big. So JJ, man, I'm going to have to go with stay loyal, my Dallas Cowboys on the road. Deshaun Watson, to me, has not shown that he can kind of find that spark again. He has not played good football. He didn't practice much this offseason. I think the Cowboys, they're going to have to go into Cleveland. That offensive line that's been rebuilt by Guyton and Beebe, they're going to have to smash the run game. Hopefully Rico, Zeke, Cook, Vaughn, whoever's carrying the ball can do well enough, and Dak's going to have to not turn over the ball. If they can do those things, I like the Cowboys to win this one, JJ.
Yeah, I just don't know what Deshaun Watson we're going to get. If we get to Deshaun, with Deshaun Watson that signed the money before the contract, this is going to be a great game. It's going to be a firework type of game, especially with the defense that he has to support him and the offensive gadgets and pieces that he have. I like the Browns going into it, but I think if Dadnip can jump out and get a good lead, I think Dak can do a good job of managing the game and keeping it away from that Browns offense. So give me the Cowboys. It's going to be hard for me to go against my Cowboys, but give me the Cowboys in week one to take care of business up in Cleveland.
Yes, sir, JJ. We got two more matchups and about 7 minutes left of our recording. So we will go Rams-Lions Sunday night. This is another rematch, playoff rematch that both these two teams played last year. You got the Goff aspect of the Rams and the Lions of Stafford. That was a trade. And so anyways, I think this one should be a really good game again. It's in Detroit. And I have to say, this is a big year for Dan Campbell to see if he can make that next step for the Detroit Lions. They made it to the NFC title game, couldn't get it done in San Francisco, blew the lead. I think they're hungry. I think they are fired up to play in front of their fans on a Sunday night. I think they win this game over a sneaky good Rams team that's still very talented, that still has good quarterback play. McVay, you know, is one of the best coaches in the league. But the Lions, I think their talent's a little bit overbearing on Sunday night, JJ. So I'll roll with the Detroit Lions to get this win.
Yeah, I like Detroit too. I like what Dan Campbell's doing. I like what he's cooking up from a defensive standpoint with Glenn up there. And the thing is that he's done, he added some new good young talent on the outside of the corners and Arnold and those guys. And I like I say, it's hard to go against Sean McVay and what he can do and draw up some different offensive schemes. But give me the Lions at home at Ford Field to take care of business.
All right, the final game of week one slate, JJ, Jets and the 49ers, Monday Night Football in San Francisco. Aaron Rodgers has made that return from the torn Achilles. He'll be on the field. The Niners finally settled the Ayuk saga, so he'll be there. But Trent Williams, their all-pro left tackle, is still holding out. He has not practiced, so if he's not able to play, going up against that pretty physical, deep Jets defensive front that's got Quinnen Williams and a bunch of other players, Quincy Williams, his brother, C.J. Mosley, and then Sauce Gardner, D.J. Reed. I mean, that's one of the best defenses in the league going to San Francisco. But San Fran's also got a very talented defense, so I think this is going to be a physical, smash-mouth game. It's really going to be about which team can limit the turnovers, can find success in the run game. And so for me, JJ, I still like the Niners at home. As long as Christian McCaffrey is healthy enough to play, I think they'll be able to get after Aaron Rodgers. They're going to test his mobility on that Achilles for sure. But right now, this Niners team, I think, is on a mission. They've tasted defeat in the Super Bowl many times.
Yeah.
A team under Kyle Shanahan that's going to be reinvigorated. And so being at home, I like them to get it done.
Oh, man, you made some great key points there, especially with the 49ers. We always know that they can put their hand on the ground and get after the quarterback. And I think that's going to be a soft spot for the Jets to see those first couple plays, to see how Aaron Rodgers come out. But we all know I had opportunity to play against Aaron Rodgers. If he's anywhere close to where he was in the last few years, even when I played against him, he's going to be a guy that know how to manage the game and keep the ball away out of that high-power offense in the 49ers. And I think they did a good job of this year at building the core around him from the edges with Morgan Moses and then Tyron Smith from the Cowboys going over there to be able to protect him and hold him up on the outside to give him a little bit more time to get the ball to Garrett Wilson and all of those guys and those talented receivers that he have. And then that defense with Embry and Robert Nelman, they do a good job of playing that two-shell look and doing some different quarter looks and different man and zone looks behind it to give that to give the 49ers a little bit of trouble and not to be able to blow the top off for certain things. So I'm going to go Jets here. I think the Jets are able to hold up on the outside. I think with Trent Williams being out right now, the offense is going to be a little slight edge off the edge on that left tackle position. But I think in the middle of the season, I think we'll be able to see Trent back, and that'll give me more confidence in the 49ers. But give me the Jets here to go ahead with a shocker and to handle business in the San Fran.
Well, nonetheless, JJ, I think this is going to be a heavyweight battle between two teams that are looked at as contenders this season, and the Jets and the San Francisco 49ers. And, of course, primetime, Rodgers. We're finally going to get to see, hopefully, right, barring any unforeseen injury early in the game, we're finally going to get to see what he looks like, because we didn't get to watch him much after going down early in that opener last year. And so there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of buzz going on around the NFL because it is finally opening week. And I can't wait to watch these games, JJ. It's going to be a lot of fun seeing these teams evolve. And you know it more than most of us, JJ. There is also going to be maybe a rust factor for some of these teams. I know, like the Dallas Cowboys that don't play their starters in the preseason. You know, they're going to have to shake out the rust, shake out the kinks in the first half of the regular season, which I don't necessarily like the fact that they don't play any reps, and some teams
Right.
follow that same protocol. But we'll see how these teams are able to put a week one performance down, and then really it's about who can evolve from the rest of the pack as the season gets going.
Yeah, I agree with you. For the teams, the different things nowadays that don't play in preseason is going to take. I think we got to give them a little bit more lenient than others, but they should be fresh. They should be ready to go. They should have plenty of time to study and do different things since they didn't have any time to kind of prepare for the preseason. So I think we should see the offenses that we see that come out and can take care of business early is going to be the teams that are going to take care and get the week one victory. We always know defense come out fast and play hard, but the team, the offense that can score in the red zone and put up points and stay on the field and run the ball consistently is going to be the team to watch this year.
Absolutely. Well said, JJ. And again, it's a pleasure having you on. This is just week one, folks. So we're going to keep this going throughout the regular season. We're going to provide insight analysis. So next Monday, we'll look to get back on here, recap some of the week one results, and get ready for week number two. We appreciate you tuning in from wherever you are tuning in from. And so we look forward to watching some great games. JJ, I appreciate you as always, yeah, brother, taking the time. I know you're a busy man, chatting some football with me here on the Football Forever podcast. Looking forward to a great week, bro.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Like I told you again, thank you. Congratulations. And as always, man, thank you for having me and bringing me on. To be able to do something that I love doing and enjoy doing with you, man. So I'm excited for week one. I think we'll be in great hands, and best of luck.
God bless, bro. Until All next right, week.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.